Hey, let's look through the window of baseball. We do it with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle for Truett & White, the professional builder's choice of Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Marty. How are you?
Well, we're having quite a show out here today, as you know. We miss you at the Public House. So when are you getting out here to visit us?
Well, the NBA season is probably going to end tomorrow night. And I finally got my health after a really rough first half of the year, so it's going to be coming right around the corner, I'd say.
Yeah, you'll be out here for the Mets at the end of the month. All right, yeah, we miss you out here.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we have an interesting matchup today. You know, I always find an interesting matchup. Nick Turley, he was third from last in the draft, 50th round by the Yankees. Kicked around, ended up in the independent leagues. He's from Harvard Westlake down south. He claims he's a distant relative of Bob Turley, Bullet Bob.
I was just going to say,
Bullet Bob Turley, number 19 of the Yankees. Thank you for remembering. I thought I was the only one, so very good.
Sure, Bob Turley, big right-hander.
Very good, Bruce.
It's a good one.
You're making my day. Thank you. All right. So he's going today, but he comes out of AA at Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Lookouts, right? And he strikes out 14 and 6 innings, goes up to the Red Wings in Rochester. We love the names. Strikes out 15 and 6 innings, and including the first 9 in a row. And Minnesota needed him. He's 27. He's a former Sacramento farmhand for the Giants. And here he is, of all places, AT&T Park on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's all the Giants need is somebody they've never seen before, probably with really good stuff and nothing to lose. You know, I mean, and for him, I mean, to come in here and pitch in this ballpark against a team that's lost 5 straight home games and can't score a run to save their lives, it shapes up as a promising outing for him. But then again, it's baseball, and the Giants could win 12-1. I wouldn't bet on that, but it's a good situation for him to be in all around.
Yeah, and Bruce, to your point, the Giants are 0-5 in their last 5 home games, albeit going against first place teams. They've scored 6 runs while the visitors scored 19. So, and today they got all the lefties out: Panic, Crawford, Spann, and Belt out of the lineup. Just for fun, Bruce, Marty mentions the Lookouts. What's your favorite name of a minor league team? I'll give you Montgomery Biscuits. Yours?
I like the Sea Dogs.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that Portland? Portland Sea Dogs?
Yeah, yeah.
I like Sea Dogs, too.
Yeah, Sea Dogs.
How about you, Marty? Who's your favorite? What's your favorite name and mascot in minors?
I like the Paris Peppers.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I haven't. I'd love to have a whole list in front of me because there's a lot more wacky names than that. But
Paris Peppers were good. I always felt Paris Peppers were good.
Yeah,
I like the Waterloo Whitehawks.
Okay,
that was a good one. I could see the Whitehawk.
Sure.
I like the Pine Bluff Judges.
Nice.
Mm.
That was a good one. I could always see some judge in a black robe being part of the mascot.
Well, the Biscuits, they actually have a biscuit as their mascot, and it's got googly eyes and a pat of butter for a tongue, which is kind of weird.
I like the Tampa Smokers.
Wow. Ooh.
Because they used to make the cigars and probably still do.
That's right.
In Tampa.
Yeah, if you don't light up, you can't go to that game.
That's right. And then, of course, the Miami Sun Sox.
Okay.
I grew up in Miami.
All right.
The Miami Beach Flamingos.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
How about the York White Roses?
Look at Marty just go, rattling them off. The White Roses?
The York White Roses. Wow. That was a good one. Elmira Pioneers. I could go on forever, Bruce.
It's a great list, and there's many more. None are coming to mind for me right now. I'm sorry I'm not chipping in with more great nicknames.
How about the Las Vegas Wranglers?
Yeah.
The Hollywood Stars.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good. That's easy for you, Hollywood Stars.
That was a good one.
That's what I do in my spare time.
We opened up a can, Bruce. Marty's just rattling off minor league teams.
That's what I do in my spare time. And I'll give you my last one. The Abilene Blue Sox.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That was a good one. Okay. All right. Back to reality.
Sure.
I guess, if this is reality.
Yeah.
That's why we love baseball. We had a good author on today, Bruce. So he wrote a book, Almost Perfect. And of all the pitchers who went 8 2/3 and then lost their perfect game, or Harvey Haddix who went 12 and lost his perfect game, it's a great moment of baseball. And you know something? It's almost more interesting than the people who did pitch the perfect game.
Yeah, I remember being out at the Oakland Coliseum many, many years ago, And Kenny Holtzman had a no-hitter going, and somebody hit a fly ball that Bill North Bill North took a really lousy route, and he should have had it, and it was called a hit. And I remember Holtzman just yelling at him, like, what the hell are you doing out there? But, yeah, there's an awful long list of those, and I'm sure you'll see who was the guy who broke up so many no-hitters?
Liriano? No?
No, the hitter, the hitter who broke up a few in the late innings. I'm sorry, his name is not Cookie Rojas, but it.
Roberto Kelly broke up a couple.
He did.
I know that.
Yeah.
It's funny you mentioned Billy North because he was a Giant, of course. He was a Cub, and he's in the book because Milt Pappas went 8 2/3, and then Bruce Fleming wouldn't punch out the last one, which is still to the day Milt Pappas died. He had a grudge against Bruce Fleming. But in that game, and I read the story last night, in that game Bill North played center field, and in the eighth inning or so there was a pop up to center field and North went to get it and he fell down, and Billy Williams came streaking over from left field and dove and caught the ball to save that point the perfect game. So I didn't realize Bill North was part of the two of them.
He played for the A's and the Giants. Pretty good player.
What about Brian Holman and Ken Phelps? Remember that one?
I do not remember that one.
At the Coliseum, Brian Holman for Seattle went 8 2/3, and Ken Phelps came to pinch
hit
and hit a home run. 8 2/3, so that was a good one. Boy, what a time for baseball. What makes it timeless, I guess, are just connecting all the dots, and you do it as well as anybody.
Mm-hmm. Are we connecting the dots of the season?
Yeah, just of all the whole story of baseball and just the lineage of baseball and, just going through the season. And, I enjoy bringing these things up, and I think people like to, sort of recall them.
Well, yeah, I mean, this season in particular each one takes on its own kind of unique quality, but you've got a lot of teams that you're not sure if you really believe in them. You're not sure if you really believe in the Twins, but they come here and they play really good defense, which all first place teams do. They got a little power, so it's a pretty good ball club. They kind of look like they're going to hang around for a while. The Giants are dealing with the torment of Arizona and Colorado, finally really looking like contenders and falling so far behind them that they can barely see first place. And then you have teams like the Cubs, who are so loaded. How about the Rockies dominating them?
Unbelievable.
That to me is Cleveland is right around 500. They've been a disappointment, but then again, as the season progresses, you kind of get the feeling that these teams that are sort of languishing around 500 or below are gonna show up and play the way they can, and the Minnesotas. And, some of these other teams, Seattle's going to cool off. They're not going to win, something like 12 in a row. But it's just, it's back and forth. But usually in the end, it kind of makes sense. It's very rare to see a really improbable story lasting the full 162.
Bruce Jenkins, The Chronicle, joins us on the UMA guest line. Yeah, you mentioned the Rockies, and they're a fun team to watch. Obviously, they get up there and bang. It's funny. The Giants go out and get Mark Melancon. He coughs it up game one. He's not responsible for the Giants' slide. But then you look at the Rockies, Greg Holland, he was easily the best free agent picked up in the offseason. And now that the Rockies have a closer and a manager who knows how to work pitchers, this team they're as good as it gets, and their record shows that, Bruce.
Yeah, I think the Bud Black move was huge. I mean, that was a strangely run team for a lot of years. The front office people were a little detached from reality. They had one executive who set up in the clubhouse and was constantly second guessing the manager, and the culture, as they say, was all screwed up, and it affected them on the field. Now they've got Buddy Black in there, who's just a hell of a manager, always has been. He hasn't always been with good clubs, but he's got a good one now. He was a pitcher, and he's a lot of pitching coach in him. They've got rookie pitchers who I think have won like 23 games.
That's it. That's the story.
Wow.
That is the story. I'm telling you, that's Senzatella, Freeland, Hoffman, Gray is coming back. And as Pat says, they got the bullpen. But, Bruce, I'll tell you one thing. Take a look at Charlie Blackmon.
Yeah.
You want to look at an MVP as good as Arenado is, yep, and Mark Reynolds is having a great season for them. Charlie Blackmon may be the MVP. He may be surpassing Harper and Zimmerman right now.
Yeah, he's the best leadoff hitter in the game right now. And I love, you had a great quote the other day about, you know, he goes up there hacking. He's not looking to work the count. He goes, working the count to me is going one and two and striking out. That's working the count to him. He's up there looking for the first good pitch that he sees. And you know, he's been just crushing the ball. And he sets the tone for, you know, Cargo and Arenado and Trevor Story. I mean, that's just the endless parade of good hitters for which the Giants fans can only be envious of a team stinging the ball like that.
Well, and Mark Reynolds and Arenado. I mean,
yeah, Mark Reynolds has a bunch of home runs. Yeah,
he's got 17 home runs and he's got 50 some odd RBIs. And Ian Desmond couldn't get his job back. They had to figure out what to do with Reynolds. That's a good story. And I'll tell you something. Arizona at home is starting to be really a story now.
They drew 40,000 yesterday, which, if you've been following that, is a great thing. I mean, you know, they haven't been drawing. They're even talking about getting a new ballpark, which sounds crazy, but things are coming together pretty fast there. And again, you've had a big change in the mood. You know, they've modeled the front office, the new front office guy, I forget his name, but he comes from the Red Sox, from the Theo Epstein School of Building a Club. And Torrey Lovullo is a Red Sox guy before. He's been a big improvement in the manager's seat. And, you know, those things can really matter. You know, just the whole mood around that team is completely upbeat. You know, the fans are into it. And I think that's going to be ongoing. And how about Gregor Blanco leading off in center field for them?
Yeah, because Peralta's out. Pollock, somebody's out.
I think Pollock.
Pollock.
And how about this? John McCain had a tough day at the hearing because he was up late at night watching the Diamondbacks.
Well, that'll do it every time. I know every time I watch the Diamondbacks, the next day I don't make any sense at all.
I mean, that's outrageous.
What? Yeah. Well, I don't even want to comment. I can't comment on that.
Yeah, but that's way out
but
there.
I don't know what he was talking about.
Well, the Diamondbacks. I mean, who stays up late to watch the Diamondbacks?
Well, I did when I was down there. But,
okay.
You know, the Diamondbacks are playing the Brewers, and the Brewers just brought up this Lewis Brinson, who is like their number one prospect, and another young athletic outfielder, and a left-handed pitcher, Josh Hader, H-A-D-E-R, throws like 97. And here come the Brewers. I can see this coming. And those are the players that are taking over Major League Baseball, and you're looking at teams that are winning now. You have to have those kind of players to break in.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen it, you know, the A's are on the verge of a pretty big, you know, turnaround with bringing up guys like Chapman and Barreto, and they've already got Brugman up, and you know, we see it with the Giants, they're bringing them up, and they're not making a big impression, unlike a lot of these guys around the big leagues. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. I'm sure Arroyo is going to be back. We're getting a good look at Slater right now, and we'll see. Maybe they look at Wong. You know, he's got on July 1st, he can opt out of his Giants deal. They might want to look at him. So we're seeing it all over the place. Unfortunately, with the Giants, in keeping with the sort of the mood of the whole season, you know, the kids have made only a marginal impact outside of Ty Block. But, you know, there's a long way to go, and I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of them.
Well, every baseball season is different, and that's why we love it. And you summarize it well. Every baseball season has a story, and I think the team's coming out of nowhere. Maybe the story of 2017. If you look at the playoff teams from last year, I think I saw this week. I think if you add up all their records, they're under 500.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, none of the teams who really stood out last year are
Toronto, Texas,
the Mets,
Giants, Cubs.
Yeah, they're all down.
Indians.
Yeah. But you can't rule any of them out either. They still look good when you look at the lineup. You know, the start of the day. Say, all right, this is when it all starts to turn. And I think in terms of the Indians and the Cubs and even the Cardinals, you know, most of these teams I think are gonna be shining before it's over.
Boy, you think so? All right, Bruce. Great to have you with us. Be well and enjoy basketball this week.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thanks, guys. Thanks a lot.
Very good.